Family Connections. This is how can we help you?
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. How can I help you?
I need a baby.
Excuse me?
I need a family, please.
Okay. Are you looking to adopt?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, how are you looking to adopt?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me? I'm going to sign your papers.
Okay, who is this? Have you spoken with us before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And your name?
Julian.
Julius. And your last name, Julius?
Jackson.
Jensen. And are you married?
That's right.
And your wife's name?
It's Freddy.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Chrissy! Hello?
Hello?
What do you think?
I need your wife's name.
Oh, sorry. Erica.
Erica?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know who you spoke to before?
That I don't know.
How long ago did you speak with us? Do you recall? I can pull your paperwork.
Just last winter.
Last winter. Okay, well, we probably have that in our archives then. Are you looking to adopt domestically, internationally?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the options that you have.
Go ahead.
There are a number of programs domestically that you could adopt through. There is the public domestic system, where you adopt children out of the foster care system. And those children are... Those children are typically older. Typically the children are 5 years or older. The younger children are typically children who have a special medical or educational need.
Something else.
Okay. Then domestically there's the private domestic system where you can either work with a private attorney to find a birth parent who would choose you to become their adopted parent.
Yep.
Or you can work with an agency like ourselves who would assist you in finding a birth parent that they would choose you.
Nice.
Okay. Now, the domestic private system, the children are infants. The birth parents make the choice of who the adoptive parents will be. They actually look at a number of different what we call profiles of parents. It tells them who they are, why they want to adopt.
Really?
The birth parent makes the choice.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
Why does the birth parent get to make the choice?
Yeah.
Because they're making a plan for their child, and it's up to them to make the decision on who will parent that child.
Sure.
Unless it's the public domestic system where the children are removed from the home due to abuse or neglect. But the private system, that's
not
the case. The birth parent is making a proactive choice to place their child into an adoptive home. And the birth parent chooses who those adoptive parents will be.
I understand what you mean.
Okay. And the birth parent, once they make a choice, they can at any point decide not to make an adoption plan for their child.
Beautiful.
And they have either 30 or 45 days after the birth of the child to either surrender the child to the adoptive parents or to revoke consent for the adoption. So there is a risk in private adoption in the United States where a birth mother could agree to place a baby in your home, the baby comes to you in your home, and then 30 to 45 days later, the birth mother changes her mind, and she does have a right to rescind.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, very difficult. I'm not going to say that happens all the time, but I need to make sure you understand that there is that risk, that
yeah.
could happen.
Typically,
families, it really is hard to know, families waiting domestically for a healthy white infant, it could be months,
you better believe it.
Could be years. And
really?
It's completely unpredictable. There's no way to know when that opportunity would come about. Right now, most of the children available domestically are of different ethnic groups. African children, Hispanic children.
I'm black.
Okay. So the opportunity...
Doesn't bother me.
If you're looking to adopt an African-American child, the opportunity domestically
yes.
is greater. You probably won't
nice.
Long of a wait. you know, that risk is still there, but there are more African-American children available privately than there are Caucasian children available privately.
Sure.
There's also a number of young children available who do have some special need, and those children, the opportunity for you to adopt a special needs child is greater as well.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
That's a domestic system. Then you have the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's really open to you internationally.
Nice.
Countries such as China, Guatemala, Ethiopia. Ethiopia?
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because any minute now, my sister and her husband are going to get a baby from Ethiopia.
Really?
We're so excited, we can't stand it.
Good.
Ethiopia has a wonderful international adoption program that's very affordable.
Really?
The Ethiopia program, the children are coming home anywhere from about 4 months old or up, depending on what you're looking to adopt.
Oh.
There's eight, you know, you can adopt sibling groups, you can adopt one child, you can adopt an infant, you can adopt an older child. There's just millions of children in Ethiopia waiting for family. So the Ethiopia program, there's only five agencies in the country that work in Ethiopia because you have to operate an orphanage in Ethiopia to operate an adoption program. The program itself is actually quite simple. You would complete a home study.
I'm going to sign your papers.
Okay, you're going to complete some paperwork for Citizenship and Immigration Services, and you should complete some paperwork for Ethiopia. And depending on the agency that you choose to place your child, what happens in international adoption, you're going to have a home study agency, which would be us. Then you're going to have an international adoption placement agency that's actually going to place a child in your home.
Boy.
And they're the agencies that operate the orphanages in Ethiopia. And
great.
Once you apply to Ethiopia and have all the paperwork done for Ethiopia.
I'm going to sign your papers.
Okay, typically in Ethiopia, you get a referral in about 3 to 4 months, which means you get a baby's picture and a medical report and all of that. And then if you accept that baby as yours, you usually travel anywhere from 6 weeks to 12 weeks after that to get the baby.
Wow.
So Ethiopia right now is actually probably the fastest country to adopt from.
Interesting.
From beginning to end, you could have a baby in your home within 8 to 9 months. And international adoption is pretty phenomenal.
Good job.
Yeah, so it's a great country to adopt from. The kids are doing really well there. The agencies are terrific there.
Great.
And to learn more about the agencies that participate in Ethiopia, there's only
five
of them. You're going to
go
to the website. Do you have internet access?
You better believe it.
Okay. If you go to the website www.j...
Okay, slow down.
Okay. www.
Go on.
jcics.org.
Okay.
Okay, that's the Joint Council on International Children's Services. And you can click on Ethiopia, and it should provide you with the five agencies that operate in Ethiopia.
Gee whiz.
Okay. There are... I can think of most of them off the top of my head. Wide Horizons is one of them. Advocates for Adoption, African Adoption. But go to that website, and it'll give you all the information you need about those agencies. And then you would choose a placement agency, and our agency would work in collaboration with that agency to make sure a baby comes home.
That's my baby now.
Ethiopia is an affordable country. From beginning to end, Ethiopia is in the mid to high teens in terms of thousands, like $15,000
to $20,000. That's expensive.
That's actually the least expensive adoption option internationally. And actually, most domestic adoptions are running about that as well.
Now, how much won't matter? Money is no object.
Okay. Because there is a $10,000 tax credit, you will get you'll recoup $10,000 of that.
Nice.
And there's also some grants, some loans, some other things if you need them.
It's unnatural to discuss.
Yeah, I know. But there are professional fees, you know, and of course there's a child visa and,
yeah,
you know, your passport and
yeah,
that kind of stuff. Now, Ethiopia, know that you can either go to Ethiopia to bring your child home,
mm-hmm.
or you can have the child escorted to the United States. My sister and hopefully myself will be going to Ethiopia soon.
So, really?
Yeah, we can't wait.
Good. Yeah. Quite a comeback. Sorry. Go on.
Any questions that you have for me in terms of what to do or where to go next? Or?
No.
Okay. Your first step is your home study. And that is the packet that you receive from us.
Right.
So if, once you get that paperwork organized and sent to us, we'll get your home study started. Where are you located in the state of New York?
712 North Aurora.
712 North Aurora, uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, what city?
Boston.
I'm sorry?
Boston.
Boston?
That's right.
Boston, Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay. If you're in Boston, Massachusetts, know that you can go with the International Adoption Placement Agencies, those five agencies that you're going to find out from Joint Council on International Children's Concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But know that Family Connections, our agency, the Home Study Agency, we're only licensed to do home studies in New York State. So you're going to need to find a home study agency that provides services in Massachusetts. And the easiest way to do that is to connect with one of these five international adoption placement agencies, either call Wide Horizons for Children or called African Adoption or whoever you want to call, and they will tell you who's in that state to help you.
Sure.
Okay?
Yes.
All righty. Well, good luck to you. I hope things
Thank
go
you.
Well. You're welcome.
Thank you, darling.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.